This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
There are a number of aspects to that call, as God has clarified it over the years. The first aspect is what we call the all creation gospel crusade. The all creation gospel crusade. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, part B. Colossians 1. Verse 23b. Are all the zealous people finished? I can never attend a meeting without being involved. So I don't know how people can get into a meeting, sit down, and not be involved. Verse 23b.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, part B. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
Yeah. Again.
This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
Thank you. Loud again. Okay, somebody read at the back there. Yeah.
This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
Amen. The gospel proclaimed to every creature. The gospel proclaimed to every creature. So we have tagged it the all creature gospel crusade. It is the commitment to proclaim the gospel by every means to every creature in our generation. The objective? We want to preach the gospel. And we must preach the gospel to the 10 billion people that will be alive in our generation by every means. What does that involve? It involves some projects. The first project, we have decided that we will get 100 gospel tracts translated into 100 languages, distributed in 100 billion copies all over the world. That's project one in the all creature gospel crusade. In that project, how much is $1? $1 will get us 50 tracks. That's about 500 francs. Yes, $1. We get us 50 tracks. So when you bury your dollars into McDonald's, into Coke, into vitamin water, please, from today, buy your Coke, remembering that it has implications on the all creature gospel crusade. That's if you are an insider. Now, if you are part of it all, if you are part of it all, then what God has is what you have. And when you turn it all into Coke, chicken, Chinese restaurants, what else do you have? Buffets, barbecues, tea, movies, T-bone steaks. When you put it all there, you are actually eating the souls of men. You are a cannibal. You are a cannibal, eating the souls of men. Can somebody thank God for this aspect of the all-creature gospel crusade? What is the all-creature gospel crusade? It is the calling to make sure that all the 10 billion people who will be alive in our generation hears the gospel in a very clear way, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody thank God for that. And please, recruit yourself.
But I thank you for this massive project of 100 tracks, gospel tracks, translated in 100 languages, and 100 billion copies distributed all over the world. But I thank you for the project number one, and I commit myself to be part of the project in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Project two. As part of the all-creature gospel crusade, the goal that Brazak set out was to write 500 books translated into 100 languages, distributed in 10 billion copies all over the world. That is the Christian publishing crusade, the literature crusade. That's why the books have been written. That's why they have been published. That's why they have been distributed all along. We are pursuing a crusade. We are striving that everyone alive may in some way or the other fall on a book from our ministry so that our goal may be accomplished. Project three. We want to release into the world 1 billion CDs and cassettes. How do you call them? DVDs? Or how do you... Those are the domains where I'm not very versatile. It is the UP generation. Oh, we want to release 1 billion copies of some audio visual, no, of electronic material that carries the gospel. Is that better? Mm-hmm. We want to release 1 billion copies of electronic material packaging the gospel. 1 billion into the world. Those are some of the projects. Project four, which we are just starting, we want to target an internet audience and get our gospel and our message in all languages to everyone that uses the internet. We will use all the media, electronic, literature. Who has understood what is the all-creature gospel crusade? By all means, get everyone who is alive in our generation to hear the gospel clearly in the way he can understand it in the power of the Holy Spirit. Who has understood? That's the first objective of our ministry. Whatever you are opposing, please know that that's the first thing you are opposing. That you are standing on the way of one person hearing the gospel in some way. That all the long talk and all the long grammar comes down to either being for us in getting this gospel out or being against us in hindering its getting out. That's what it resolves to. If you keep your phones, know that the blood of multitudes will be on your head. By the mercy of God, we have been counted trustworthy in the handling of God's resources. But you are free to carry the contributions that the churches in our ministry under your leadership contributed, to sit over it while you put question marks on somebody or some other person while souls perish. Prepare to give an account on Judgment Day. Because you got into a ministry and people came into the ministry in the name of a human leader, in the pursuit of a vision, and made their contributions for the accomplishment of that vision, and you turned it away from the vision because of your personal sentiments. Prepare to give an account. Brethren, I don't love clothes. I don't love food. I don't know how to ask for food or choose food. I don't even like traveling. In fact, the truth is, when you pray for me, pray that each time I need to travel, that I will travel, because I fear flying. So I don't even like those things. I do them for the sake of the gospel alone. What else do I need money for? My father was a minister in the government, died, and my uncle spent the time scrambling over money. I saw my mother break herself struggling to keep property for us. I have an elder brother here in Texas. He's been a citizen for more than 20 years. He got a job with State Department and just came back from being economic advisor to Saudi Arabia. I don't care about America. He did everything to get me into Massachusetts many years ago. They don't interest me. Outside the gospel, I don't see what will attract me in your land. All these concrete jungles that go up, call houses. I prefer green jungles. But we become all things to all men for the sake of the gospel. How many wives can you have when you are over 50? And your head is full of worries every day about the ministry. So women don't interest me. Where will you create the space from all you have to hear every day to have romance? We'll use all of them are under the electronic media. All of them. We'll use every means that is righteous. Every way in which we can package the gospel so that somebody will get it. Traditional methods for traditional people. UP methods for UP guys. And E methods for an E generation. If you know some guys who are going to settle in mass in the next 3 years, please let us know so that we can start finding out how to package the gospel for mass. Every way, by every means. That's the all-creature gospel crusade. We spend our hearts on it. We spend our money on it. We spend our talents on it. By every means. By every means. I'd like some people to thank the Lord and pray that the hearts of those who are listening to us will come back to what we want to do. It is Jesus' business. We only have the privilege. The Son of Man was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And as the scripture says, the Lord Jesus Christ came that we may believe and be saved. It is his business. He's the one who wanted to save the world. Those who love him are committed to what he wants to do. And you are an antichrist if you are standing on the pathway of what Jesus wants to do. Finally, it is his business that is itching you. Probably you have a demon. And you don't want men to hear the gospel. By every means. That's our first project as a ministry. It requires all of us to be involved. It requires all our gifts Some have a little contribution. Some have great contributions. Some have mechanical contributions. Some have financial contributions. That's our job. It is family business. Yes, Richard. Yeah, do.
Praise the Lord. I'm so encouraged, and I want to encourage you today. When I was in Egypt, I took Brother Zach's books down to the south of Egypt. I was in Cairo, and I went down with another disciple and another lady from Kenya. We went together, and we took Brother Zach's books. Sister Amani, maybe you know her. She was holding all the... It was hot. We went by train, and she was holding all these books, and we went down there, and we went to the villages, and she was translating. And after the ministry there, and it was a wonderful ministry in the south of Egypt, she spoke to the people. She was translating for me. And we mentioned Brother Zach, and she mentioned the books, and people were there. So I want to bring the reality of it to you, that the gospel tracts are in our apartment in Cairo, and I was giving them out, that we have Arabic Bibles there, that Brother Zach's books are there, and they are being distributed. This is a witness to you all. And they've been translated into Arabic. Amen. They're all translated. I've got Arabic tracks it there, that Brother Zach did, you know, God's love and...
Forgiveness,
yes. They've all been translated, and they've been going out. So we thank God.
15 books have been translated into Arabic.
Amen. Amen.
And produced. 9 books have been translated into the Pakistani national language, Urdu. And produced. Some of the books have been translated into Hindi. Some are being translated into Tamil. Some are translated into Telugu. And Malayalam. Few in Spanish. Some are being translated into Portuguese in Madagascar as of now, and German. Over 17 million tracts have already been produced. Over 5 million books have already been sold. That's how far we have gone so far. The all-creature gospel crusade is the commitment to ensure that all who are alive in our generation hear the gospel of Jesus clearly in the power of the Holy Spirit and intelligently so that they can choose to believe by all means. That's our first project. That the first mission within our goal. Get everyone who is in our generation, who is alive, to hear the gospel. That fellow by the bar, those walking outside, we are debtors to get them hear the gospel. By all means. The driver of the taxi, we are debtors. Our first mission is the call as servants of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to ensure that everybody who is alive in our generation hears the gospel from our ministry. That much is it clear. We'll do so with our money and do so by every means. Use every means to get it done. It makes money very critical for our ministry. This is an aspect of our mission that makes money a very critical element. It gives your money eternal value. Big sums, small sums, medium packages. You can know what your money is being used for. As I've said, we have sent out already over 17 million tracts, over 5 million books, I have no statistics about the electronic material. From Betwa, we will start as if we have done nothing. Our second mission is from Romans chapter 16. Now, I'd like some two or three people to pray that all of us will be excited about the All Creature Gospel Crusade. And everybody who is preaching the gospel is our friend. But their preaching of the gospel does not take away our responsibility to carry the gospel. As far as the preaching of the gospel is concerned, we preach the gospel as if we were the only ones that God had in our generation. That is responsibility. That is not pride. A sense of responsibility means we approach the task as if we are the only ones on the field. There are others preaching the gospel. We are grateful. But we handle the call as if we were the only ones that God had on the job. That all nations might believe and obey him. That is our second assignment. That all nations might believe and obey him. We have titled that one, The All Nations Gospel Crusade. The other one was the All Creation or the All Creature Gospel Crusade. This one is the All Nation Gospel Crusade. That's our second mission. What is the goal? That all nations might believe and obey him. That is the extent of the power of God available if we will only pay the price. Under that, we have projects. Our first project there is to send to all nations in obedience to Matthew 28 to go make disciples of all nations, 10,000 missionaries, international missionaries. That is missionaries that leave their own nations or their own cultures into similar nations and cultures or approximate nations and cultures or into very different nations and cultures. In missiology or in missionary circles, they call them E1, E2, and E3 missions. Cross-cultural. Oh, to get 10,000 international missionary couples to the nations. For what? Not to be a big movement, but that all nations might believe and obey. It's another way of saying, go into all the nations and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you, even unto the close of the age. Jesus has pledged his companionship to those who are aligned to his commission. That is one of the projects. The second project is that wherever in all the nations that God will raise nationals who will carry the gospel to every nook and corner of their own nations. And we call those ones national missionaries. So we have international missionaries. Some will leave America to go to Indonesia. Those are international missionaries. And if you are part of our ministry, you should be dreaming, because the job is our job. The international missionaries are not all going to be Cameroonians. The international missionaries are those whom God will take from one culture, one nation, one society to another. 10,000 international missionary couples and 100,000 national missionary couples. 10,000 international missionary couples and 100,000 national missionary couples. The national missionaries are nationals serving within their own nation for the accomplishment of the goal, to make sure that the gospel is preached so that men believe and obey him in all things. So the first project, 10,000 international missionary couples raised, trained, sent, supported, supervised, and empowered, that all nations might believe and obey him. 100,000 national missionaries raised. We sent the Songos to Egypt. That Songos should be around 55. How much time is left? He is an international missionary. But if he wants to succeed, he should look for 100 national missionaries. Train them. Post them. Supervise them. And the job is done. We are in America. It is also an American war approach. When they are going to attack in Operation Desert Storm, they rain down bombs on Iraq, and then they send the Marines in to do the cleanup job. The tracks that we are talking about, those are the missiles that will rain on the world. The missionaries are the Marines we send in to take possession of the land. So we need some good Marines. You will have some allied soldiers in America. How do they call them? We need some missionaries trained like the Delta Force. Men whose lives are expendable in the cause that needs to be accomplished. I'm ashamed about some of our missionaries. But we'll all change. See, Cameroonians land in America and they learn to survive. With no funding from back home. And then we send out babies who spend their time changing nappies in a foreign country, waiting for milk and for funding from back home. A missionary, he gets to a land, finds a way within that land, survives, and conquers the land. That's how the Muslims have done it. Who sent them funding? We have produced a milk sop generation of dependents. How can people who cannot even handle their lives become men who take nations? When I was training to be a missionary, I told myself, I don't know where God would send me to, but I must harden myself. I'm not a naturally strong person. Many of you are naturally strong. I've been a sickling since I was born, but I wasn't strong. I told my wife, we've got to train for all conditions. So one day, I saw in Cameroon, there were some refugees from the Republic of Niger. When I saw how they come and how they get around and how they survive, I told my wife, these are great missionaries. We should learn from them. With nothing, they land in Cameroon. They survive. So I took her, I said, we are going to learn to sleep under the bridge. We are not going to sleep there for 1 week, just one day. At least let's get the experience. Come on, man. If you want to do it, prepare to do it. So we went under the bridge. It was in Kolanga on the way to Mfu. I said, let's go under the bridge. I told her, we take nothing except your loincloth, because I didn't see these people from Niger bringing something. So went, she spread her loincloth. Of course, there's no electricity under the bridge in the night. I said, now go to sleep. Do those Niger people, do mosquitoes recognize them? So we decided to fall asleep. Halfway through, I said, wow, if somebody's daughter comes and dies in my hands, I will say I was doing what? Making religious experiments. I said, get up, let's go back to the house. So, but I was touched by her willingness to follow a madman. But I believe the principle. The principle is Train for the worst scenario. Train for the worst scenario. I also told myself, well, money, it has always been an issue with all those who have been called by God. Abraham was called. He landed in the country of God's call. The first problem he had was financial. There was famine in the land. God seems to make financial difficulties the filtering test of whether men believe their call. He was in the center of God's will, and there was nothing. Nothing. After him, Isaac, when Isaac needed to serve the Lord, and God does not make you survive on borrowing the faith of your father, there was another famine in the land. Because Isaac has to learn his own lessons. And God told Isaac, don't repeat your father's mistake. Don't abandon the call of God because of resources. Stay in this land and see what I can do. Stay in a land where there is famine. I'll bless you. It was obedience on the part of Isaac to stay in a land where there was famine that made God multiply the little he had 100 times. He had to learn lessons of financial survival for his Christian calling. And for many of you here in America, that's where many of you have drowned. Survival has become more a bigger preoccupation than the calling. When it was Jacob's turn, God doesn't make any joke. There was another famine in the land. All of us must pass our exam. Financial difficulties are the elementary tests for those who are called. When they get into the center of God's call, many people believe that when you are in the center of God's call, things go easy. When you'll be in the center of God's call, there will be famine in the land. That was Abraham's first experience. All this time you sing, Abraham's blessings are mine. It starts with a land full of famine. And God trains us for his call. So we are going to have 10,000 international missionary couples. Some are sitting inside here. May God whisper it to you. And if you are coming along, come like a recruit into the Delta Force. Come for hardship. Come to be a man. Come to be a woman. Come to get a job done. Even if you die attempting to do it. There is a film. What is it? The film by is based on the book written by Tolkien. Yes, Lord of the Rings. I like some fellow there. There's a dwarf there. A little dwarf with a tall friend. Gimli, yes, that's the name of the dwarf. And he has a tall friend. Their king was facing the armies of Sauron. That is the son of the devil in that film. Big, huge armies. So their king went out to give them a motivational speech. There may be a day. Someday, when good will be defeated by evil. Not yet, oh. Cynthia. There may be a day, someday, when evil may triumph over good. And then the king said, that day is not today. There will be a day, someday, perhaps, when darkness shall rule over the world and light is totally eclipsed. That day is not today. And then he added, today we fight. Today we die. Then Gimli pinched his friend. So what are you waiting for? You came to this world to live forever? Come on, let's go die like men. I like that spirit. Come on, let's go die like men. Hallelujah. You have such fellows? The war is already won. But if you have what Bin Laden describes when he was mocking America, that America will lose out to Al-Qaeda because American soldiers are creatures of comfort. That was the mockery. Creatures of comfort. Men who go to war and hope to come back to their girlfriends. He told them they are no match for Al-Qaeda. In Al-Qaeda, you recruit those who go to die. That was Bin Laden's mockery of the United States. Creatures of comfort. 10,000 international missionary couples. 100,000 national missionary couples. And the job will be done. To do what? To plant 25 million churches. That's the third objective. To do what? To plant 25 million house churches. To plant 25 million house churches. We have about 1,400 in Cameroon already. We have over 520 in Mali. And we are moving. I'm going on. What is the work and the job, the discipling of these nations? What is it? It is the planting of churches. What is church planting? Church planting is the establishment of a heavenly embassy in a locality to express the life of God's kingdom. That's church planting. What is church planting? It is to establish an embassy of heaven that expresses within that locality the life of God's kingdom. So that whoever wants to know what heaven looks like may go there and find out. All else is not church planting. You may be planting some Rotarian clubs and be calling them church planting. You may be planting some Lions Club or Freemasons or some other sect. What is church planting? It is establishing a small unit of the kingdom of heaven that expresses the life of Jesus. So that men who want to know what the kingdom of God looks like may get there. So that slaves of the devil may come there as refugees and be saved by the blood barrier. So that the devil cannot touch them anymore. That is church planting. God give us 25 million of such. 25 million. And if we have 25 million of such, we are talking about a minimum of 50 million leaders. According to our strategy, each one of you here should be a super leader because the chain of leadership will be so wide. So any of you who is scrambling for a little something here, you have become so blinded you don't know what the future looks like. 10,000 international missionary couples, 100,000 national missionary couples. I asked the church in Uganda to send me Brian Yisome is one of the adopted sons of Brother Zach. I told him to send me the plane ticket to send a young man that we are training as a missionary to China so that he can go to China and prospect on the possibilities of settling in China. They've already sent me the plane ticket. When I go back, we are sending him on his first prospection mission. If the job must be done, it will be done. You can come on board, or you can stand aloof. But like Theodore Roosevelt said, the joy belongs to the man who is out there in the ring, who feels the blows, and who dishes out the victory. Spectators can never feel the thrill of battle. Get down there into the ring. Hey, bros, you are a former boxer, so you know what Roosevelt is talking about. I've never boxed anybody. But the thrill, the adrenaline flowing through your bones as you anticipate the victory. Come on. Join the fray. Go for the victory. 25 million embassies, little pieces of heaven planted in a world that is decaying. It is not a church that is laboring to please the world. All that labors to please the world has denied its heavenly identity. The church is an embassy. It's not a club. It's not a worldly club. It is a foreign embassy that offers asylum for the victims of the Lord of this world, that offers asylum to those who are escaping from the grasp of Satan. Two can make a church, provided the presence of God is brought down. That's our second mission. That is the all nation gospel crusade. We need quality men. We need those who will get the job done. We don't want the caliber of missionaries who are like the 12 spies that went into Canaan and then they came back saying that what God says should be done cannot be done. Those missionaries died for their false report. Missionary failure in that which God says should be done is fatal. You may forfeit your life for forcing other people to believe that God, what God wants done cannot be done. Don't wreck your destiny. Wherever the souls are, go find them. If they are inside hell, get there and bring them. If you don't know the road to hell, find where the devil is. Amen. I don't want to be one of those spies whose missionary report summarizes that what God says should be done cannot be done. It is a terrible reputation to be the one who came and killed the faith of the whole community by talking so much about the challenges and the impossibilities, by becoming a preacher of the obstacles rather than an encourager of the faith that goes to get the job done. You may like the journalism of your own mouth, but mind what God hears. If God sent you, make sure you bring back a good report. Make sure you do. I don't think that if you came and told us that there are many wicked demons Many witches in your locality. You are not telling us any news. We knew that the devil was in that town before we sent you there. We sent you to get the job done and to tie up the devil, lock him up in prison, and spoil his goods. To come and tell us that you found the devil there. We knew that before we sent you. Please tell us some news. Don't tell us what we already know. All the whining and the complaining that the job cannot be done is no news. Don't waste our time. Go and get the job done. Bring us encouragement. Raise our faith by what you do. Don't kill our faith by what you could not believe God for. If God says it can be done, it will be done. Blessed are those who prove God right by faith. Amen. That's our second mission. We'll send all kinds of missionaries. There are at least six categories of missionaries that we must send. The national missionaries, the international missionaries, the expatriate missionaries, literature missionaries, student missionaries, all sorts, provided we get the job done. Even marriage missionaries. We are ready to send all kinds. Is that not an exciting project from God? Yeah. 25 million house churches. Little pieces of heaven on earth. I used to listen to Jimmy Swaggart when he sang about heaven. A place, it's a city where no storm clouds ever gather. This is just what heaven means to me. A place, I'm not a good singer. I don't remember. But if you can find it, go and get what Jimmy Swagger sings. This is what heaven means to me. And then let's plant churches that are like that. When we gather to crown Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and I stand among the crowd upon the glassy sea. That's what heaven means to me. The church is that kind of place where men come and where Jesus is Lord, where truth is upheld. And where light shines. That's what heaven means. That's what the church is. That's our second mission. In our goal. Don't get tired and look old. Warm up. The job is ahead. Hallelujah. And don't become a politician and waste all your blows on boxing the air. Prepare to meet real enemies. Coca-Cola got into the 200th nation in 2009. The job can be done. If Coca-Cola could get to 200 nations, we will get to 250. Amen. Others are doing it. And Coca-Cola sells 365 million bottles of Coke every day by 1990. Why don't we send out those number of trucks every day? People drink and grow fat, carry diseases and die. Let's give them the water of life. The Coca-Cola, they set their goal to make Coke the greatest drink desired by planet Earth, and to replace water. Can you imagine? That's the ambition of Coca-Cola. to make people love Coke so much that they will not drink water. Great ambitions. And they have worked very hard at it. They entered the 200th nation, Eritrea, in 2009. And they celebrated. Are those fellows in Coke better than us when they don't have the Holy Spirit? Are they? We've got the Holy Ghost inside us. Let's prove it by doing more than Coca-Cola. More than Guinness. In your nation, wherever Coca-Cola or Guinness has gotten to, make sure you beat them. If not, the devil won and knocked you out. Those are our rivals. Take on Coca-Cola and get the job done. Beat them. Amen?
Amen.
So don't grow old too early. And don't be too sick. We've got a job to do. If you want to die, please give us 100 to replace you and then go. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. We don't plan to keep you here forever, but please, if you want to die very early, just give us 100 to replace you. I may attend your funeral. Let a few people thank God for our second mission. The All-Nation Gospel Crusade. That all nations may believe and obey.
Father, we confess, Lord, that what you have said should be done can be done, Lord. And that with the Holy Spirit in us, O Lord, we can plant, Lord, these embassies of the kingdom of heaven in our various localities and win people to Christ in large numbers. Lord, we confess that it can be done, that you have commissioned us, you have called us to do this. And Lord, we make ourselves available, Lord, for this goal. And we pray, O God, that the power of the Holy Spirit will be poured on all of us, O God. And that indeed, Lord, we'll do better than Coca-Cola has done in spreading the gospel here in America and elsewhere throughout the world, Lord. Father, we pray that you raise people who will catch this vision and will also make themselves available, Lord, to go and bring your gospel as far as the curse is found. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please, the job can be done. I would like somebody just to read Psalms 104, verse 35.
Psalms 104.
104, 35.
But may sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
May sinners vanish from the earth. Sinners can finish in the world. In fact, okay, go to Zechariah. If that one is not very clear, Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9.
Zechariah 3, verse 9. See, the stone I have set in front of Joshua. There are 7 eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord Almighty. And I will remove the sin of this land in a single day.
Yeah. God can remove the sin of America in one day. Nations can believe and obey Him. In one day. And look at the ministry of Daniel. So that you may have faith. They threw Daniel into the lion's den. When he came out, King Cyrus wrote, I, Cyrus, king of Persia, I command that in every place in my entire empire that men fear the God of Daniel. World conquest by decree because of one man, Daniel. He got the gospel into 127 provinces of the Medo-Persian Empire in one day. The job can be done. If one of you gets a Nobel Prize, finds the cure to AIDS, and goes over television and tells men, thanks to Jesus Christ, Lord of all creation. Muslims, Persians, Buddhists will hear the gospel all over the world. It can be done in one day. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 11.
Zechariah 2, verse 11. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people.
Amen. Many nations will be joined to the Lord in that day and will become my people. The Bible offers us the possibility of entire cities saved, like Nineveh. Let's stop our chicken dreams and believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Many nations will be saved. That all nations may believe and obey him. That's our goal. That's our mission. That's the apostleship we have received. And it is for that purpose that we labor and strive. We need you for the job to be done. It can be done. It can be done. It will be done. And it must be done. Hallelujah. That is something worthwhile investing your life. Look at how many of you have poured your life and your labor and your hours into a kingdom that will be swept away when the Antichrist comes. What future does America have? Don't you have value for your life? This is a good enterprise for life investment. Glory be to God. Amen. Let a few people pray. We have already sent out about 200 international missionary couples. That cost us a monthly budget of close to $100,000. About 40 to 50 million is about $100,000. Not so. Yeah. We've already come a long way. Very, very long way. And we've got longer to go. And God is our companion. And he will win. Let a few people thank the Lord. and pray that the brethren hearing this will believe and know that that's what we call our ministry. Our ministry is not the battle of elephants that destroy the grass. Our ministry is not the confusion of a Superman that has disappeared and all subsequent people are locked up in a Jamestown syndrome of nostalgic worship. We've got a job to do. Let's get about doing it.